Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on warming food on Shabbos. We've discussed a lot of specific issues. I just want to take a little bit of a step back and reflect on what we even mean when we're talking about cooking. We sort of have started with the practical applications, but just so we have a full context, what's meant when we talk about the Torah act of cooking? Torah prohibited the act of cooking. So basically we mean that altering something's state in a significant manner through the usage of heat. So therefore, if I have raw meat and I put it in the oven, so that meat is fundamentally different because of my exposing it to heat. And that's called cooking. As an aside, it's just an interesting thing to realize. Somebody can be in violation of the Torah prohibited act of cooking, having nothing to do with food. A person could do something to metals and things of that sort using heat and alter them in a significant way. And that could also be considered cooking. On the other hand, if the food was already cooked, say it was cooked before Shabbos, and I'm just heating it up, and this is something we've been talking about a lot over the series, so there might be rabbinic concerns, but if it's a dry food and was already cooked, and I just warm it up again, I haven't fundamentally changed it in such a significant way. Alternatively, there's a school of thought, which we've touched on, which says that a cold liquid, is so significantly different than a hot liquid, that if I have soup, even if it was fully cooked before Shabbos, but now it's all cold, and now I make it hot again, maybe that is considered significantly altering. So that's sort of what we're talking about. I should clarify one point. It's along the same lines. Is there a Torah-prohibited act of cooking when it comes to foods that would be edible raw in the first place? So I have whatever it is. I have an apple. And I take that apple and I put it in the oven to make a baked apple. And it was raw before, but it was perfectly edible. So we would say that's called cooking on Shabbos. We would say that's the Torah prohibited act of cooking because it's not an issue in making it unedible, shifting it from being not edible to edible. It's an issue in significantly changing it. So even though the food was edible raw, to cook it is definitely a significant shift. There's a lot of discussion how much the food is cooked that I'd be in violation of cooking it. We would normally say that when I've brought raw food up to the point of macho ben drusoy, again, that's a term we used earlier in the series. It could be a third cooked, a half cooked. Once I've brought that raw food up to the phase of being macho ben drusoy, I've done the act of cooking on Shabbos. And according to many opinions, even after macho ben drusoy, anything I do to further cook it until it's considered fully cooked would be a Torah violation of cooking. When it comes to liquids, this is this idea that we spoke about before, that even if it's been fully cooked already, if it's cold now and you warm it up, so the basic barometer is until you bring it to the point of boiling and or yad so lettuce bo, that it's so hot that you couldn't comfortably touch it. This could be in between 110 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit. There are different opinions about that. Just as we're going through these sort of general aspects of cooking, I should also clarify, there's a rabbinic prohibition to put something in a position in which it could be cooked, even if that's not my intention. So imagine the following situation. We've said that it's really not called cooking until I bring it to macho ben drusoy. Let's even say it in the context of liquid. We've said that it's not called cooking until I bring it to a state of yad so lettuce bo. Let's say I have some water, and I don't want to cook the water. I don't want to make the water very hot, but I just want to take the chill off of it. So I've got a good idea. I take the water, I put it on the blech, and I'm going to leave it there for 2 minutes. Not going to get to yad so lettuce bo, but it'll just be a little bit warmer. It'll be nice thing to drink, whatever. There's a rabbinic prohibition on doing that. The reason there's a rabbinic prohibition on doing that is the rabbis were concerned that I'd forget about it and that it would end up staying there not 2 minutes, but 2 hours. And then by the time it was there 2 hours, I would have unknowingly cooked it. So there's a rabbinic prohibition on exposing something to heat in a way that if theoretically I would leave it in that position for the rest of Shabbos, it would reach the point of being cooked. That's just a good thing to know in general. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.